from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk some Royals baseball with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. His on-deck show tonight, 6 o'clock, as the Royals try to avoid the sweep of the Boston Red Sox. Let's start with this series, and we can talk bigger picture, Vern. Is it fair to say, though, just the strengths of this Royals team all year, in particular a guy like Lugo, a guy like Brady Singer being part of that, they just haven't been as good as Boston?
Well, yeah, without question. Starting pitching in the five games against Boston, one quality start has equated to their one victory, a Michael Massey error yesterday, a free 90 feet given away by Kyle Isbell. Inability to take the extra base like they've done so often this season, themselves as an offense. Look, Boston has come to Kansas City these past two games and outpitched, outdefended, and run the bases better. And we see this every October, where that slugging offense in the American League, the Minnesota Twins in years previous, extra base machines over the course of 162. They get to the playoffs and their strength is nullified by great pitching in the postseason. If your strength, the thing that has carried you all season, isn't a strength against another good team, well, you're likely to lose, because Boston has the better offense. Boston has a legitimate closer. So the Royals need a quality start from Lugo, from Singer, and that's the thing that really stinks about this, is that three-game set at Fenway was Singer, Lugo, Reagans. This three-game series at Kauffman Stadium is once again Singer, Lugo, and Reagans. To think that they could go, well, they're 1-4 right now, and yet they've only been outscored by 6 runs in those five games. So that makes it sting even more that it is because of defense, base running, and starting pitching. Because I'm not pointing to the bullpen. Right? The bullpen has been one of, if not the weakest link all season. Of course, sure, you need to overcome that. Now, and real quick, Brady Singer didn't pitch poorly. It was a very pro outing, I thought, a very Michael Wacha-esque performance from Brady Singer. And yesterday, I mean, who knows what that performance from Seth Lugo looks like if Michael Massey's able to get one out on that ground ball. Maybe turn two on that play. They didn't pitch to their standard. I'll give you that, as the Royals' rotation coming into this series was averaging a quality start in 50% of the games, and so far they haven't done that. So they were good, but this team needs them to be great.
Vern, they have, almost as many games as anyone in baseball at scoring 10 or more runs. Like, the Royals do run into some games where they just throw up massive numbers. isn't it? I mean, maybe this is just because baseball's weird and we could just chalk it up to that, Vern. It's never in the game in which they're giving up 11, you know? Like, the game where, like, you need them to score 12 is never the game where they're also giving up to 9 to Boston the other day. They've got runs, or they're scoring runs, but it's never, like, I kind of want to see them win that game one time where it's 13-12 and they just had to outslug somebody once.
Yeah, I'd be curious of how many games they've had where they've given up double-digit runs to where the 12 runs are
needed,
necessary. Because when I look at the run differential, which is still one of the best in all of Major League Baseball, I don't see, that's an offensive number. You know, that's a reflection of this Royals lineup. Now to me, the run differential and where this team ranks is a direct reflection of your elite rotation, a squad that's given you the second most innings in baseball, a top five ERA, and again, a quality start at almost 50% of your games this season. So, I mean, you know what this offense is. It's Bobby, Salvi, Vinny, and then we're looking for a few others to contribute, and everyone else just do your job. And, you know, middle of the lineup delivered last night. Unfortunately, the defense, base running, and starting pitching was unable to live up to that standard.
You can narrow the field a little bit so we don't have to try to figure out who is hitting 2-3-4 or where the 1-2-3 hitters essentially from a talent perspective. But in the time you've covered the Royals, where do Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi based on their current level of play rank? Because they are going to rely on a lot of offense from that heart of the order. Is it better than the 14-15 middle of the order? Where does it rank for you?
Yeah, the 2-3-4 of the championship team was what? Moose, Kane, Haas?
Yeah.
It was
maybe Moose, Salvi right behind that, but yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr.'s the best player,
sure.
Right? Salvi's better than that Salvi from back in 14 and 15, and you know, Vinny Pasquantino has age on his side that I would give him a slight edge over a guy like Kendrys Morales. To me, that 2-3-4 is better than they were in 2014, better than what they were in 2015, but, you know, 15 had, 15. I mean, Ben Zobrist to go along with Kendrys Morales and
they're one
and
through
young
six
Salvador Perez.
Right. Like, the way I look at and that's probably the fair way to put it. I would just, you know, when you think about their offense, it's why I do think this year's important. I want them to win. I want them to win the damn World Series. I think they can win because of their starting rotation.
You've been saying damn a lot today.
But,
a lot.
But also, I don't fear what the future holds because there's been a lot of years in Royals history where they were still in the offseason seeking a middle-of-the-order bat. And because Vinny and, you know, Salvi's got at least a few more years and Bobby's under contract forever, I don't fear the middle of the order for a while. It gives me a lot of confidence that there's some staying power.
Yeah, and did you see Jack Caglione's swing yesterday when he wrote that double to right field? Man, that dude just looms in the box. You know he's not far. You throw him into the mix. Carter Jensen's 21 and picking up right where he left off as he's been promoted to double-A. He looks like a hitting machine. Blake Mitchell's the best hitter down in the Carolina League. So, yeah, not only does this core, you could throw Michael Massey in there. You know, if Michael Garcia could stop beating himself up and start focusing on the opposition, that would be helpful. But it also appears, Cody, that those guys that give you a type of comfort you haven't felt in a very long time, I think there might be a few others on the way as well.
We're talking to Vern. His on-deck show tonight, 6 o'clock, as the Royals take on the Red Sox here on 610 Sports Radio. When you see how they have performed against Boston or these other perceived playoff teams or teams that would be in the playoffs right now and they're 7-8 games under 500, I guess how concerning is that? Because I'm sure you got plenty of calls about it over the last few nights, but we've even seen on the text line during our show, well, the Royals have just shown they just can't beat any playoff team anyway, and they're just a product of beating up on the bad teams. I would imagine most wild card teams fare pretty well against the quote-unquote bad teams, and their record is a little more lopsided in the negative side when they're going up against better competition. Isn't this kind of how normally wild card teams are?
Yeah, I'm sure. And there's really two ways to look at it. First of all, there are only four teams in baseball that have the opportunity to play the Chicago White Sox 13 times. Yeah. It's not the Royals' fault that they're in the American League Central, and it's not their fault that Cleveland's gone 5-5 against Chicago. It's not the Royals' fault that they have dominated their division unlike anybody else in the American League. You know, I look across the parking lot, and that's what we praise Andy Reid for, is dominating the division. Focus on the division. Win your divisional games. Royals are doing that right now. You know, too bad the Yankees and Orioles and Rays and Blue Jays have to beat up on one another. The Royals get 26 games against Detroit and another, you know, and the Chicago White Sox, and they've dominated those games. They took the season series from Detroit. They dominated the White Sox. They've taken 4 of 6 from the Cleveland Guardians, and they have a chance to even up the season series with the Minnesota Twins coming up next week. So, you know, I'm sorry about being in the American League Central. I thought we all understood that there were some bad teams in this division. Good for the Royals to benefit off of that and to handle their business unlike anybody else in this division. Secondly, though, yeah, listen. There's a stretch. We talked about it last week, that 20 straight games against playoff teams. Okay, there you go. That will be our test to see if this team can make the playoffs, win their division, beat good teams. What's happened in the first 115 games, if we're being honest, it doesn't matter, right? You're here. 47 games to go. Of those 47 games, 35 are against teams at or above 500. They're going to get their chance to write their own story. So far, they've beaten Cleveland. They have a winning record against another first-place team in Milwaukee. 500 against another first-place team in Seattle. But we like to, you know, nitpick here and there, and it's okay. Yeah, they've been worked over by Boston. I don't think the Yankees saw them at their best. And you know, San Diego, we could talk about the other ones, but so what, man? That's in the past. Just like Mike Moustakas' 2014 at the end of 162, that was in the past. All that matters is what you do moving forward. Same thing can be said. You know, I made this point about Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo could still have this great year, not remembered for being great. I mean, does anyone talk about Jason Vargas's 2000 to a similar outstanding start as Seth Lugo, but then the team faltered down the stretch because they couldn't find 7, 8, 9th inning guys? They had some injuries, and no one remembers Jason Vargas's 2017. That can still happen to Seth Lugo. That can happen to a lot of guys inside that dugout because these final 47 games are all we're going to remember.
Should we be more, or should we be frustrated at all, Vern, that the Royals spent, I would say, a huge majority of their trade assets making the bullpen better, right? They went after Harvey and Urseg, but I still feel like we're in the same boat where I'm like, yeah, I don't really know who they're going to or who to trust or who's pitching next. And, you know, Goldeneye pointed out that we're tired of the fan sentiment that is like, well, it's this guy's turn because then that guy's going to have a bad day. It's just going to be like, Zerpa should close, and then he'll get rocked, or Long should, and then he'll get like, it's tiring a little bit. Yeah. But should there be a few more firm answers considering what they did at the deadline?
I mean, you hope so. But again, to bring up 2017, that was the year that they made the move to bring in Trevor Cahill and Brandon Mauer and Ryan Buchter and guys that were putting up impressive numbers in the National League, and they came to Kansas City and They were booed.
I mean, I know
Brandon
Mauer
was, yeah, Brandon Mauer was booed very quickly into his Royals tenure. So yeah, you would love to find stability in the rotation. You would love to, in the bullpen. You would love to find consistency. But you know, if there was someone in that bullpen pitching consistently or stumbled upon consistency, you know, they'd be the closer. They would have been a closer in their previous spots. You know, Hunter Harvey would have been the ninth inning guy instead of Finnegan. You know, Urseg would have gotten the ball instead of Mason Miller, but there was someone just a little bit better, right? So the reason why you're not a closer and the reason why you're not a starting pitcher is because you're inconsistent, and that's what the Royals have a collection of out in the bullpen, are inconsistent arms. Although, as I say that, you know, credit to Will Smith. This guy's got an ERA of like 1.5 since the middle of April. Chris Bubich has been solid. You know, his ERA 1.5. He's thrown up scoreless outings in 8 of his first 9 since debuting. So, and Lucas Urseg has been outstanding.
He's been
so there's 3 right there that should make you feel good if you're ever expecting. And I'm not saying you, Cody, but the listeners, if you're expecting or the reincarnation of HDH, we know that's not going to happen. And if you're expecting, let me just put it, if you're expecting 4+ arms to put you at ease coming out of the bullpen, I just don't think you've been watching enough Major League Baseball, because since HDH, everybody's been trying to recreate that, and no one's done it. You know, everyone's searching for bullpen arms because that's what wins in October. So you just hold on tight and hope that you have a hot bullpen coming up in the middle of September.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Listen to him tonight on Deck Show, 6 o'clock before the Royals wrap up their series against the Red Sox. Cole Reagans gets the nod right here on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks, Vern.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.